Welcome to Stealing As. It is Tuesday, March 5th, episode 158 in the building. We got Showtime, Money Craig.
We got
Magic Mike and Steel in the building.
Let's go.
Myself here. I have a hell of a show for you guys tonight. New England Free Jacks and recurring guest, world champion of the MLR world, Kyle the Ball Eagle Sakira, joins us once again. Tell us about his crazy offseason. You know, the championship, it's come and gone. Now they're on to bigger and better things. 1-0 in the season, have a hell of a banner day, I should say, Saturday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. You guys should be there if you can. It's on Saturday, 2 o'clock start. I think the gates open at 11 a.m. Should be a hell of a time. What'd you guys think?
Be there.
It's gonna be a party. And like I said, like he said in the interview, he's ready for another one. They're not complacent. They've been there. They know what the experience is. They're ready for another one. So
the next one. It's all about the next one.
Exactly.
I don't have to, you know.
Party's gonna be sick though. Yep. So be there on Saturday.
Should be great. What'd you think of the interview, Magic? I'll give you some time.
Very good as always. Love guys it. Living the fucking dream. If they win another one, he might be shaking hands with the president.
And Magic,
he might be the president.
Magic might be trying out for the Free Jacks on Saturday. Might be doing it.
I might too. Yeah, I mean, see how it goes.
If we get there on time and everything goes correctly, I'll hop in that combine.
Love it.
For the people.
Afterwards, the Celtics annihilated the Golden State Warriors. Really made a statement of won 10 in a row. Got a game tonight against Cleveland. See how that's going as we go on, but great stuff there. After Bruins getting messed up on Saturday, really responded last night. Big win over the Maple Leafs. Can they keep it going? UFC 299 preview. I know Showtime's ready for this. Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera. The rematch there should be a juicy card. We'll have our takes on that. A little bit of football talk. Russell Wilson cut by the Broncos. Kyle Duggar gets the franchise tag for the Pats. Baseball talk, not too much. No one really gives a shit about the Red Sox.
Definitely not.
And then maybe a little Dynasty documentary talk, if anyone's seen it besides myself. Let's get it all going for the New England Free Jacks. Kyle the Bald Eagle, Sakira getting after it. Yeah. Now joining us, recurring guest, third time, whatever it is, our guy, New England Free Jack, world champion of the MLR, Kyle, Bald Eagle, Sakira. How are we doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yo. Just another day in paradise. Going to be a hell of a weekend coming up, but you guys just coming off a big opening win on the road in Charlotte. Just tell me how the road trip went. Any stories? Just seems like you guys just took care of business.
Yeah, Charlotte was... Sorry.
There you go. No, you're
all right. Good. First time of being in Charlotte. Really nice city. Quick trip, 2 days there. Quick victory, so it was good. Second game of the year, so all good. It was all in all great trip.
Second game?
Well, we had a preseason game.
Preseason game. Okay.
They just give you one.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, back in action. Back in action. They don't want the champs to get hot this early.
They're mid-season four. Right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I bet the other teams had like three.
Stay alone.
I think you turned the wrong one.
The mic's on.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on, dude?
Producer Showtime knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. But the business trip thing, do you guys do the type of thing where you finish the game and you just hop right on the flight from the field?
It wasn't like that. Depends on where we're playing. Probably for like a West Coast game, we'll probably do a red eye. This one, we just hung out after the hotel. Got some chicken and waffles.
Hell yeah.
Great stuff.
Can't go wrong.
Nah.
Mix it in. Maple syrup. Get it going.
A little bit, yeah.
Ketchup? No.
Nah. First time, though, I had chicken and waffles with the bone in the chicken wing.
Oh, wow. That's something new.
Down south, doing it different.
What's been like the favorite, like on the road? Like go back to last season, season before. Like, what's the on the road cuisine that you like the most?
Oh man, we usually get the same type of food every time, but I would have to say, getting off the plane, probably they always give us a good Greek meal. It's like lamb and chicken rice. Always tastes the best. So.
Is that like a specific place or just like...
I think it changes every...
Oh, changes?
Yeah,
okay.
Just wherever the nearest lamb is. Looking for Greek flags.
Is there a Nashville team? There's not a Nashville team, is there?
No, there's not.
I was going to say that would be paradise with the Southern Comfort down there.
It'd be unreal.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Daddy B's. Shout out.
I wanted to ask like before we go on the mic, like how have you been and everything, but I wanted to save it for the mic. It's been a crazy offseason. You got to throw out the first pitch at Fenway Park. You did the championship tour. I know the championship's behind you. We're on to the next one. But how was the offseason? What'd you do?
Yeah, it was unreal. Like throwing the pitch out the Red Sox, meeting Lucic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It was cool.
What'd you guys get into?
Just a 3-minute introduction on the field. That was about it. That was cool before October, but
how'd you do for a pitch? I didn't see it. Right down the middle ball?
Oh, a little high, you know? At least I made it to the plate.
So it was down the middle. No one's down the middle.
Yeah, guy would have swung.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Did you ever imagine that you'd throw out a first pitch?
No, never. Season? Never.
That's insane.
Were you specifically asked, or was it a couple of you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
They were literally like bald eagle.
The guy
I was probably the only one there too. So back left from the team.
Great
so.
Representation.
Yeah, yeah.
Great representation. I know you get hooked up.
Yeah, somebody's got
to
be.
It helps to be the guy that's around.
Yeah, yeah.
You are the free jack when everyone's away doing back
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah. Got to go on the Gillette. Got to go on the field. Shook Mr. Kraft's hand. That was cool.
Just some babies.
Just a
sign and titties. Living like a champ.
Just a preseason game. That's okay.
What did Mr. Kraft say? Anything cool?
Just said congrats. Kind of shooed me away, but
yeah. Well, welcome to the
That motherfucker hasn't won a championship in too long.
Yeah, kiss the ring.
He should be honestly trying to hire you.
Who's putting up a banner this year, right?
Yeah,
I'd hire him as a front O-line.
All day.
He's a fucking, even if you never even did anything, you'd probably be the locker room guy they need or something. Yeah. They shouldn't be shooing you. I know that.
Big culture guy.
With Slater retiring, I kind of think they need a special teams guy. Yeah. Good spot to fill.
Do your skills mix into football?
Oh, I probably not, no.
maybe like offensive line.
Yeah,
like
you could hit someone pretty hard.
Yeah. We could work with it a little bit, I guess.
They might lose a one. They might need someone up front there. Yeah.
How's Patty Chung in ownership? Are they stepping up?
Are
they loving you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Haven't really seen much yet from the ownership group, but I think it's coming. I think it's coming this weekend, you know?
What about during the championship moments? Or were they at the parade? I can't remember. Were they at the ceremony?
I'm sure after the game. I mean, Pat Chung stayed with my parents at the same hotel in Chicago. They stayed up till 2 a.m. drinking.
Let's go.
The three of them.
Patrick Chung knows how to get down.
Gotta love that. Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Early hours.
All the owners, gave us a free bar tab after the game. So
as they should.
And, yeah,
it's a little six.
Yeah. Can't do it wrong.
You were you got an internship too, right? I saw the little office, little video content. Was there anything that came out of that?
Back to the field. Long story, but no.
Can I ask about the little logo on the right side there?
Yeah, ooh, Kappa. New league sponsor here.
Oh wow, it's just like two chicks. I don't know.
It's pretty underground, high end
Italian brand.
Yeah.
We're not like part of the actual brand. Like it's probably some offshoot, but you know. Get a wrap.
It's good.
What's the brand? Showtime.
It's Kappa. That's
what are they? Yeah. What are they about? What, Italian threesome or something?
Quit smiling over here. You don't have the answers.
Two women back to back. I get nothing Italian about that vibe.
I
would have bought it. I would have bought it. I didn't even really notice the symbol. It looks like an M2. That could be the Magic Mike
at Mac logos. Remember on the mud flaps they used to have the two girls on the back one?
Honestly, no, but...
No? No? Just an 18-wheeler?
Yeah, I can't think of it. You'll have to show me after show.
Watch a movie.
I mean, what was the coolest part about just, being a champion? I think we had you on the week after, you invited us on to join with us. I mean, that was a great day.
That's a great day. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. What I remember.
We looked fucking nerds in that locker room.
Who are these guys? No, I'm talking about the championship.
The bus.
Yeah.
The bus was all time.
Yeah. I think just that day in general probably was my favorite moment. Just seeing how the city reacted to us, seeing all our fans out there for a somewhat
ripping
big
with the
parade.
Boys. Yeah.
Ripping it with the boys, yeah.
Started at Cronin's, ended at Great Lakes. I don't think anyone really remembers that part, but
no.
We got there.
I did make it there.
What do you think about these two getting looked, being asked if they were on the team or believed that they were on the team?
Yeah, that's all good. Fake it till you make it, you know?
Yeah.
Free Jack for a day.
Just because you missed it, dude. Don't be a hater.
They would have believed me, and they would have been like, no shot.
You sound pretty sour over there.
You sound pretty bad, dude.
I'm very sour I missed out. And I mean, I'm lucky I got Cronin's and told the Shield, but I wanted the full tour.
You're lucky you got the look at the Shield, right?
No, like I mentioned, we were at the water club. I knew the girl bartending, and she full-on believed that I was on the team.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the dream.
That's it. That really is.
So, you know, heading into this season, what should we expect from the boys, from the Free Jacks?
Yeah, I think, I know we talked about a good group of us have returned. And, you know, it's always good to get those new faces in there. And obviously every beginning of the season isn't going to be a replica of the one before. But yeah, I think we're done a really good preseason, and I think we're hoping to do again, repeat again, you know?
Are the vibes like different in the locker room now that like you've been there, kind of know what it takes, kind of like that?
I think everyone's still hungry, you know, to keep winning. I think, yeah.
Repeat.
Let's fucking go.
A repeat can keep you just as hungry as like
I was going to say, once you get that taste of it.
Now you want everyone to suck your
The team from Seattle won their first 2 years, so.
Oh, wow.
Someone's already gone back to back, so right. I think what, the goal.
What did Brady say? You know what my favorite ring is? The next one.
There we go.
The next one.
We're looking for the three-peat here.
Speaking of the next one, I heard there's tryouts before the game on Saturday. Can you, like, what's with that? I'd like, can anyone show up?
Yeah, open combine for anybody, I think.
Magic, I think they're calling.
Magic, I'll be the film guy that day.
Why don't you want to do it?
I got my knees. Yeah.
Can you give a rundown of what the combine is just so I can know if I'm ready? Like, it's knees hurt. I haven't fucking stretched or exercised in a long time.
You have a week.
I'd probably say it's a bit of passing.
Yeah, you can pass the ball.
Maybe like a 10-meter sprint.
You think any physical contact?
Probably not, no.
Oh, good. All right, that's good.
I can handle that. Changes everything.
Yeah. You've gotten punched in the face in a bathing suit before. That's way worse.
I could take the head, I think. I'm more worried about the throw. What kind of throw are we doing? Like a
rush?
Yeah, nice little toss.
That's concerning to me. I don't have that motion down at all.
Practice. Maybe 10.
We got to practice that.
5, 10, like 10 yards away.
It's probably going to be like little kids doing this too, right?
I think it's like high school through adult.
Okay.
We'll get to the mound early. We'll get some tosses in.
Do I have to sign up at all or like just be there at that time?
You probably just walk on the field, to be honest with you.
They don't call it walk-ons for a reason, baby.
Tom would be great for this, too.
Yeah, just line up there in front of the line. Just be like, I'm here for the tryouts. They'll take you right in. Full unit.
Then you don't have to lie about you're on the team. You can be like, dude, I was on the practice squad.
You mean tryout?
I might get picked. Is anyone getting picked from this combine?
I have no idea.
They wouldn't be having it if they
weren't. What movie is it with Mark Wahlberg? The Invincible?
Invincible, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Invincible Polly. I do give Showtime, like, he tore his ACL twice, I think, so.
Yeah, no.
Like, the knees are done.
He'd probably be the most likely.
The knees are done.
Good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
You maybe.
If Anton could shed, like, 20 pounds, like, he'd be in there.
Yeah.
But maybe
that's just not happening.
Yeah, maybe he can use the heavy, maybe he can use the weight to his advantage. I don't know. But, yeah, we haven't seen Anton in, like, years, so.
Anton would puke after the first meter. Ten meters, you said?
Yeah.
What is that, like, 10 yards? Like,
10, 11 yards, yeah.
That's light work.
Yeah, his throw would probably go out of the stadium. He was a soccer guy, so he's all feet.
Can we expect anything from this Champtoberfest with this band going on, too?
Yeah,
it's always going to be. Yeah. I think if the weather's nice, we're expecting a big crowd. So.
Hell yeah.
Let me check the weather. Right?
I think it's like 40 and cloudy. That's all you want for a March day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you want.
No rain.
Are you guys raising flags, banners?
I think there's supposed to be a banner ceremony. And
there better be.
Let's go. Yeah, there better be. There better
I'm
be.
I'm hoping, man.
Well,
it better not just be another day at Veterans. This is a big one.
Yeah,
46 and a little bit overcast, but it's going to be a good day.
No rain. Rugby weather.
Yeah, that's perfect. Rugby weather.
The past two years ago, it snowed at the home opener. Last year, it rained, and it was like 32. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's better. I can deal with that.
I mean, yeah. Cold like that. Please, you always want it to snow. The rain just sucks even more. Yeah.
The good season's right around the corner, too. So rugby season's about to be fucking awesome.
I know the concessions guy, Richie Cardello, great guy. We're going to be ripping. Got Richie's Italian slush. get the Bears going, ruin on the Free Jacks.
Who are you guys playing?
DC.
DC?
Rival or?
Yeah, well, yeah. The other rivals left.
Yeah, right. They, you kicked them out of town.
Bankrupt.
So, they want blood, I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably.
It should be a good one.
You go. I mean, we played them in the semifinal last year before the championship, so yeah, I assume they're going to come out firing.
That'll do it. So the league, how many teams like left and what new teams are there?
Yeah, like New York and Toronto both declared bankruptcy, so they had a back out.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, not the best, but and then the Atlanta team got bought by someone in LA, so now there's a team in LA.
That's sick.
And team in Charlotte.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's a win.
Yeah.
LA over Atlanta every day.
100%.
Yeah.
So does the schedule work as like do you play LA and San Diego both on the road?
I think so, yeah.
Because that'd be sick if it was back to back, so you guys were just out there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that'd be unreal. That'd be nasty. We actually did that the first year. We played San Diego, stayed out there for the week, and then played Seattle.
I mean, you got to take care of business, but sounds like a mini vacation.
Yeah, it was real nice.
Yeah, the off days are definitely a bit nicer, yeah.
Just a little bit.
If only we could get press passes for the San Diego game.
I'm going to be working on it.
If there's a one road game I want, that's the one.
Just heckle the shit out of them.
Give us one, yeah. Dude. Like, we're going to be promoting you guys. Like,
we will fly across.
Hey, Kyle does everything he can for us. So
how much more can we ask?
Yeah. How do you guys get back in the winner's circle this year? I see you guys have some, new guys that are going to get a lot of time, seems like. How do you guys get there, you think?
Oh, man. I think just grow on last year and just get better each and every day and don't take anything for granted. It's all great that we won, but with the group of guys coming in, like, we only returned 65% of our players from last year. So I think we still have a lot to prove and just keep being physical and dominate around the field.
Let's go.
Did you lose some of those big names like you said you might?
Yeah. That's all good.
Core
group of guys came back. So it's,
that's what matters.
It's positive.
It's called reloading, not rebuilding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
The next one.
It seems like social media. People at the Free Jacks really getting after it this year. Love to see that. Since we've last talked, because I know you're in the area now. I know you went to St. Bonnie's and stuff. But have you really been, like, getting in on certain restaurants? We like to promote local businesses around here. Been crushing beers?
Big stockholders guy.
Oh, stockholders.
Yeah. Great place.
Great place.
Great steaks.
The boys have been going to the mooring.
I think there was a stabbing there like a year ago.
Focus.
The mooring's a good little dive.
Yeah.
The first week we were all here, we went to Patty Bear's. That was a good time.
Patty Bear's a good one.
Couldn't fucking walk, but it's all good.
That's usually how it goes. Yeah. The place is old fashioned.
Drinking a Guinness, I'm sweating sitting there at the bar.
Did they give you the old fashioned champion welcome in there?
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah. The Irish pub one.
Patty Barry should know that
you guys would not be disrespectful like that in the Irish pub.
The Irish pub would never.
And so we got to bring. We should have done this earlier, but we got to get you over to the pub. That'd be a good time.
We
went out one night.
That's the spot.
After a victory, you walk down Hancock Street, get after it.
Wouldn't shock me if you guys get free meals.
I mean, buy everything. One of the flies of your face was like. Right outside, you look up, it's right there. So it's practically yours. You walk in there.
It's yours if you want.
Yeah, I'm on the flag.
I'll bring the flag inside. I'm like, look,
see my face? Come on. Yeah. This is mine.
You can come fry a turkey with us.
I got a question for you. What is something people don't understand about rugby?
Oh, man. There are a lot of rules. That's a big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you can't pass the ball forward. You can kick it forward. This is a good one. If you're behind the halfway line and you kick it into the other person's 22-meter line, so it's like the big white line before the end zone, and it bounces on the grass and goes out of bounds, it's still your ball. Hmm. So anywhere else on the field, if you're inside your area, the 22 or whatever, and kick it out, it's the other team's ball, but it's where – from where it goes out of bounds. If you just were like on the halfway and it went out of bounds straight away. It's the other team's ball from where you kicked it from.
It's just cool, the different scenarios.
Yeah.
I didn't know the fact that you couldn't throw the ball forward, so that's a good little... Get a little fun.
There you go.
The difference
it was several times during the game. I was like, I don't really know what's happening.
I think that's a cool point.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get into. Yeah, I just did
that. There's an offsides line. You have to be behind the player's back foot that's on the ground that got tackled.
Okay. So it's like that's a soccer. Like a soccer thing.
Competing out of breakdown. You can always go for the ball. You just have to go in between the person's feet. So wherever his head and feet end up, that's called a gate. Always have to go through the gate to try to get to the ball. Coolest sequence. Guys in the field.
Yeah, little of everything.
Coolest sequence I saw of rugby was that championship when you guys just going back and forth trying to get in there and you're pushing away. And it's like, it's almost like football, but there was like 25 downs of like pushing back. And then like last week I saw someone just like, went for, I don't know how many meters, yards it was, but it was essentially like an 80-yard run.
Yeah.
Where like, so it can be two completely different things.
Different things, yeah.
Very fascinating. Great stuff. Are there a lot of local guys on the team this year, or is it like more coming around?
We definitely have a lot of Canadian guys on the team.
Love that.
Those are kind of our local guys. But there's probably like two or three from New England. We had a couple guys from California. Guy from Montana.
Montana.
Iowa.
I feel like Iowa, a big rugby place, I feel.
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense in my head.
He has an unreal mustache, I'll tell you that.
You still got the best perfect. Hair on the team, I got to assume.
I hope so.
Not even close.
Well, the guy that had second just shaved his head and got a nice rat tail. So
I feel like it's looking better than usual.
Yeah,
right
it
now.
Is.
It's
feeling good.
It's like a champion.
Yeah, mid-season form. It's like a champion. We're there.
That's a champion moment.
I kind of got a bowl cut coming on right now.
What do you think of Showtime's hairdo?
It's not bad, you know? He's getting the locks in the back. He's getting the little locks, helmet hair.
Finish on the front.
Yeah, it's coming in. It's coming in.
Is that the Theo Von cut? Did you tell someone to give you the Theo Von?
I did it myself.
You did it yourself?
I did it myself.
For what it is, it looks good.
Yeah, nailed it. Definitely.
So I see there's five festivals going on this year. So Champtoberfest will be Saturday. Game starts at 2, but it will be like a little beforehand. I'm sure that's some music. Then you have the St. Patrick's Day Festival. Yacht Rock, it looks like more of like a, you know, spring Froze Fest type of thing than a mixtape one with like, I don't know,
DJ?
Metal and Halls.
Never mind.
And then the international one. So they're going for every different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little of everything.
You got to appease to every little person, yeah?
Yep.
I did like, there was like a superhero day or like it was like a costume day. I remember people dressed up. Remember AJ Morph? Shout out to AJ. He dressed up as like, I think Batman or something. It was intense. And he's a big dude, so he fit it well.
Have you ever met one of your biggest fans, Mike Foley? You said you
I know think him. I've met him, yeah.
Yeah. I just thought of him.
Randomly. Boys love the legend, AJ.
The video I saw resurfaced, the one about the girl in the beginning saying, I'm not going to flirt with them. And then there comes you going. So that's great to see. Any thoughts on that? Like how your girlfriend take it? Like it is what it is.
Yeah. She can't really do much about it.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Yeah, I'm a champion.
I think we're gonna have to try. Have you tried to go viral again since that video?
No, I have not.
We might have to try again this season.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's a new season. We got it.
Sounds good.
Kyle, the Bald Eagle, Sakira, always welcome on the show. Appreciate you coming in, man. And we'll be there Saturday rooting you guys on. I know you guys won't need our help to win, but I'm sure it helps.
Thanks, guys. Absolutely. Always appreciate coming on. So,
thank you, my friend. We're guaranteed place is going to be fucking rocking.
Yeah.
Rocking.
I can't wait.
Rocking.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, buddy.
And that was New England Free Jacks, Kyle, the Bald Eagle, Sakira, world champion of the MLR world. Always great seeing Kyle. The hair looked stellar. He's ready for another big game on Saturday.
Stud, we're back. It's rugby season, boys.
Yes, sir. Going to be good weather, too, for Saturday, too. Should be a good show up.
That's a ride. Place is going to be rocking. Is it your first game?
Yeah, my first game. Magic's your first game? Oh, yeah. We're going to be coming hard.
It's an electric atmosphere.
I cannot wait.
And like this game in particular.
Used to watch high school football games there. guy. I mean,
if there was ever a first game to go to, this is a good one. I feel
it's a great one. Banner day.
Good time to hop on the free Jacks wagon.
Veterans gonna be rocking. Let's go.
Hopefully, that's the only banner we don't get this year. Hopefully, the Boston Celtics, who took care of business, won by 52 points, I believe, over the Golden State Warriors on Sunday. Steele, I'll give you the floor. I mean, we've been talking about it for weeks. It's championship or bust, but what a statement they put on the Golden State Warriors, huh?
Absolute statement. Just an absolute F you. I think Curry came out and was like, fucking, we used to do that to teams, all stuff like that. Like, that was an absolute massacre. And, like, I know the Warriors aren't exactly the, like, championship Warriors, but, like, that's not a team you kill.
Yeah. No. Even with Steph Curry.
It's not a team you massacre. Yeah. That's not a team you beat by 50.
I don't remember. And it wasn't even just, it was 45 at halftime.
Yeah.
It was like,
no, it was a bloodbath.
Bloodbath.
Were the Warriors just missing everything, or were we just hitting everything?
We were hitting everything. We're playing good defense. They want to blame it because they played, I think, 3 out of 4 nights. But, you know, when you come in on, you know, national television, you're playing the best team this year in basketball, like, and you drop the ball like that, they're blaming it on their tired thing. Like, I hate that shit. They're saying it doesn't mean anything. That definitely meant something. I get if you don't win the championship, nothing means anything, but it's definitely a great step in the right direction for the Boston Celtics. Now winning 10 in a row, they're up at halftime right now against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm sure this will be out later in the week, so you'll know the final of that. But so far, so good looking for the Celtics here.
Are they 3-0 on that 5-game big stint, or 2-0 so far?
So they just started the road trip. But you're right, they had the Mavs, and then they had Golden State.
Yeah.
Won both of those, and then they get Cleveland tonight. I believe they have the Suns, and then the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Some type of order then. So going 4-1 would be big there. A 5-0 would be something like, yeah, I mean, that's the goal, obviously. But it's just really cool to see this team. Jason Tatum, the last two games, I don't think has had a single point in the first quarter in either game, like the Warriors and the Dallas game. And they still, you know, it's still business, you know, whether it's Derek White, Drew Holiday helping the boys out. Jaylen Brown, they were just giving them the open shots the other day. He was nailing them. They're thinking that he's not the all-star that he really is. I mean, this team is something different.
Yeah, they weren't even covering him.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, like, I don't know. We tried to mix it up, and it was like that was your mixing it up. That was your great fucking coaching change.
Got to stick a man on him.
No, they were like, they had no Andrew Wiggins, and they were like, oh, that's the excuse. I'm like, yeah, we had no Kristaps Porzingis. Like, if anything, that's like
we beat him by
worse.
50 without Kristaps.
Yeah, without Kristaps. Oh, yeah, up by 45 points at half.
We're dying. Yeah, it was like 82, like 39 or some shit like that.
There's an edit.
I'm more shocked that Kristaps wasn't involved in that. That's actually fucking crazy.
Team's nasty.
I'll show you this edit by the Celtics, you know, social media team. It's basically just like them shooting back and forth, but there's no like cuts or anything. I don't know. It was unbelievable. I was watching it today. It just seemed like they can't miss, and that was like the type of things going on.
Yeah, they couldn't.
Might be from the morning.
Like, they literally couldn't.
Yeah, right here.
This is dead air, Naz. The people can't see this.
Yeah, no, but I'm showing you. I think it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
they're not even cutting it. And
yeah, it's cool.
Next guy hits it. Yeah. Boom.
It's not as cool as Rachel Starr, but it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, pulling over that. I did see she doesn't have a – I saw a TikTok that she doesn't have a boyfriend. She
yeah,
just
I saw that too.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Is Magic back?
Yes.
Hopeful thinking.
Champs here?
She said she had fuck sticks or fuck toys or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fuck, yeah, I don't know.
You want to be a fuck stick, huh?
I thought I could mix my way in there. Yeah, no, I mean, I shouldn't be bringing her up, but that's a cool video.
You brought up Rachel Starr, so
it's a cool video. And watch Rachel Starr twerk and then
I open that avenue. Yeah. I open that avenue.
Yeah, then see, yeah, show you what cool is.
Yeah, you want to see cool, man.
So Celtics sitting at 48-12, best start. 60-game stretch since they won the championship in 08. So seems like things are going really well their way. 8.5-game lead. I would say, like, obviously we want to be playing good basketball heading into April, the playoffs. But I think right now you should stress the being healthy, making sure everyone's good to go for the big run because, you know, they're going to end up with the number one seed. And I don't know, with this play, like the play-in thing, it seems like every team that's, you know, the 7-8 seed that comes out of that seems to be pretty hot. I mean, I know that was just one thing last year. Miami did the whole thing, but they'll definitely get a tough draw in the first round. I think that.
Yeah, you got to stay healthy because especially this win streak, like you've pulled away enough where it's like.
How many games are they up? Like,
at least 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah. 8.5.
I thought it was still a little tight.
No, yeah, no, like no. They've pulled away. Like you can.
So eight games of the Bucks.
Like if people are like kind of like 50-50, like you should set them.
We've been saying all season it's theirs to give away. Like we're ready. And this is our year. We fucking need it.
In comparison, in the Western Conference, from the first place to seventh place is 8 games, and then first to second in the East is 8 games.
Yeah.
So just tell you how much ass they're kicking. Seems like. The Bucks have won 6 in a row. Seems like that's their greatest threat in the Eastern Conference. We'll see what happens. Things shake out. I know they got good additions at the trade deadline. I like Pat Beverly. Good for the brand.
I think I saw for the gamblers out there listening. I think since Doc Rivers got there, unders for the Bucks 14-2.
Wow, hammer that.
Think unders. Hammer think unders with the Bucks.
I love a good trend. I really do.
If it isn't fresh, it isn't legal.
You're sick.
So Nuggets, Suns coming up, Trailblazers. They get a West Road trip with the Jazz. So, it seems like they kind of have one of their tougher stretches of the season. They got the Bucks one more time. They got two more times. So, we'll see those head-to-heads as it goes down the wire. But
what's the play-in currently?
The play-in, like if
like right this second, yes.
So it would be the Heat, it's 7-8, right? And then it goes out, so it'd be Heat versus Pacers and Bulls Hawks. So then go from there.
Okay, so, and like, naturally, like, we're rooting Bulls Hawks here.
Yeah.
that's four, Pacers either of those two teams.
Number. They Pacers, beat us in the in-season.
Yeah, the Pacers are a tough team, and the Heat are obviously a tough team. The other two, Celtics and four, I wouldn't even fucking
That's what I mean. I think you're going to get a tough draw. I think that's what it's going to come down to. But sometimes teams need that. They need to start off where it's not just, okay, this is an easy four-game sweep. And it could still easily be a four-game sweep. I haven't watched the Pacers since the play-in game. I don't know what kind of team they are right now. Seems like they lost two in a row. The Heat, I mean, basically just wake up in the postseason. They flirt around 6-9. Well, all pun intended there.
Yeah, if we could get them to flip-flop with the 76ers and Magic, then we'd be looking golden.
Yeah, Sixers looked good the other day. I saw them playing Luka and Tyrese Maxey's on another level. They're playing without Joel Embiid. So I know the Sixers... I know what you guys are thinking. Am I hopping on the – no, but the Sixers are a pretty good team for, who's left.
I'm really worried about Maxey. If any guy can –
yeah, shaking in my boots.
If any guy can stop our run, it's going to be – I don't even remember his first name.
Tyrese.
He's actually nasty.
I believe it. I bet he is.
No, he's insane. His three shooting ability is fucking crazy.
What kind of derp you got there? Anything good?
This is a Skullberry.
Wow. Throwback.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm on my exotic
That's
shit.
Still out
you
there?
Look like we just picked you up off the fucking... You literally... Are you Theo Vaughn? What are you doing? Like the shirt...
Yeah, cut those sleeves off, dude. Just get them out of here.
I love the look. I'm just... What are we
go
going
full
for?
Redneck.
He was
go
number one.
Yeah, go full redneck, dude.
We picked him off the streets of Bama. You should just go Southern accent rest of the fucking show.
I was a skull.
Yeah, some he's got vultures. Or
oh, wow. Vultures pants. Is that Kanye related? Okay, he's got Kanye sweatpants on. And Yeezys.
And Yeezys. So Yeezys.
And this is Kanye too. Oh, yeah, he's full Kanye.
Just full Kanye with a mullet.
Let's transition into it. What did you think of the album?
It's not his best. He's been getting more experimental through his stuff. Rick Rubin's kind of staring him down the wrong guidance of.
I didn't hate it.
It's not bad. And there, Carnival is a fucking absolute banger. Like, I kind of want to toss it on for a quick second. Like, I don't even think Kanye would get mad if we played it.
I haven't heard any of it yet.
We'll throw on Carnival.
When did it come out today? Or?
No, it's been out.
Been out a couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks. Okay. We might get canceled for hearing this.
No.
I envision Showtime banging to this song.
Yeah, like 100 miles per hour.
Just giving the business.
Right before watching some anime. Sounds like a good
banger. This should be an anime opening. I'd watch it just from the opening.
This could be your next Kings of Combat Rough and Rowdy walkout song.
Can't wait.
I could see it now. This just might help me. I walk into fucking Veterans on Saturday.
I like it, Showtime.
Buckle
I do
up.
Like that.
Buckle
song.
Up.
I like the one too where he said something like, that line, big titted butt naked woman just don't fall.
Beautiful
butt
titty bitches don't fall out of the sky, you know.
It's a great line.
And it's actually from Clerks. Did you know that? Okay.
People like big titties. I mean, that's
beautiful big titty bitches don't fall out of the sky. He's right about that. That is true.
He's very right about that, even though he seems to have landed a big titted beautiful bitch naked woman a couple times. Oh, have you seen his new wife?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh.
Something out of this world. Maybe show me some skin pics.
Kim with a mix of with a heavy mix
let's
of porn.
Let's put the wet picture right here. Thank you. Jesus.
She's hot. I've been searching for nudes. They just can't find them.
No, she doesn't have them out there.
But she practically walks around nude. Kanye's just parading her around while she wears like
her bikini.
Pretty much
her bikini looks like that.
Yes.
All right. I saw Sydney Sweeney on set.
Waiting for the people. Yeah.
I'm very interested to see how he's going to segue this.
Great transition.
I saw Sydney Sweeney on Saturday Night Live. Those tits were popping.
Tits were popping. She didn't even
actually do. I saw the Hooters scene. That was pretty good.
I bet you did.
She was like made like, I don't know. They were like pissed about their tips. And then they gave it like, oh, she's like, oh, I got $50,000. It was like, it's a stupid skit, but that's how SNL is.
That's
hilarious. Yeah. People don't get it. Shane Gillis was on SNL. Sydney Sweeney was on SNL. Fucking dirty jokes and cancellations.
Kanye's going to be
fat
next.
Tits are back. America's back. Kanye's Donald Trump's back. 2024. Rugby's back. Like, we're just back.
Go
like,
free, Jack.
Bitcoin's back.
Bitcoin's back.
Bitcoin's back.
We are booming in Bitcoin.
One more thing
you
about
guys know we're rich now?
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Oh, thank we're you. Back.
You're back?
Thank you.
I think you break even yet?
No, way past that.
Yeah, oh, let's go. Good for you guys.
Shiba went up 160% in 2 days. And that literally been a big money play. Literally before it happened, so we're up big.
There's a new coin called Bonk.
Yeah, I'm already invested.
Bonks are hot.
I feel like you guys, the
Anton's big on Bonk right now.
The what
then
is
take all
bonks,
of your
bonks
money
up,
out.
Bonks up, Bonks up,
Bonks up, Whiff is up, Dog with Hat.
Wow, the Adam Sandler scene when he spikes the can of soup says Microsoft went up like 75 points.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
I mean. Shibu, yeah, they're all up like 1,000%.
Love to hear
1,000% in a week.
I love to hear it.
I've been only screaming to get Bitcoin and crypto.
Was on time on it too.
There's going to be one last dip before
stuff.
The last bull run.
He's got
so
some stuff.
You get one more chance.
We're going to have our crypto guy on soon.
Yeah,
Nick Saruta.
I wish the best for you guys.
This back in May.
I wish the best for you guys. I hope
we're just getting started.
Get
don't miss the bus. Don't miss the fucking train before it drives away.
Well, is it a bus or a train?
Both.
I think
it's actually a MAC 10.
This is your last chance, Adam. This is your last chance
to invest. It's a MAC 10. Buy some Bonk and don't think about it.
Yeah, seriously.
Bonk if you're horny. I'm telling you, we'll make money.
I'm not going to recall the last time that you asked us all to do stuff, but you know that's just looking at negativity. It's positive stuff going now. So I might invest.
I could drop 10 bands on the table from Bonk right now. Show me 10 bands of Bonk.
Come
right?
on, the guy's all geezied out.
Yeah,
that outfit ain't cheap.
Yeah. I'll wait until you see my next week's outfit. We're getting crazier and crazier as the weeks go. We're back.
Love to see it. Back to the sports, maybe a little bit. I will hop into the Boston Bruins, kind of on their worst stretch of the year. Probably their worst game of the season, Saturday night against the Islanders in New
Terrible.
York, Long Island. They're really bad.
4-0 within the first, 10 minutes?
Yeah, Paul Mary had a hat trick, I think, within 15 minutes.
Wow. It's insane.
Things didn't go their way, breaking down the defensive end.
Sometimes it's not your night.
Yeah, that really wasn't their night.
I think we were defending the wall, too. Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good, but let's talk about last night because they really turned things around. Backs kind of against the wall. If they're 2 points behind the Panthers now, but if they lost last night to the Maple Leafs would have been within 2 points of them. So it was a big swing. They came right in there with their dicks hanging out. And Jeremy Swayman, 32 saves. Pavel Zacha, who kind of has a quiet year to, you know, but now he's starting to come around. I think he's got 8 goals in his last 15 games, something like that. He's playing really well.
Yep.
4-1 win. They're right back at it again tonight against the Oilers. Are they playing good? It's 0-0 midway through the second period. But overall, I just want to see them, you know, play better against good teams, because what we saw the other night against the Islanders seems like the stretch was going the wrong way. And they need to meet the March 8th deadline, which is March 5th right now. Got to get some defensive help and I think another center.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the trade deadline. It's tough because, like, there's a lot of players in hockey that can help your team a ton in the trade deadline that, like, you don't even really know are out there. Like, a lot of grinders get moved at the trade deadline, so there's a few that we'll see. Jesus,
Showtime. You're drawing chains
right now. Whoa. I'm taking notes for UFC, all right.
Okay. And then last night, the big debacle of where's Linus Ullmark. One of the insiders tweeted out, because Linus Ullmark has been in trade conversations, I want to say, at least rumors, and he was not on the bench. So everyone was making a big shtick of that, and then he ended up the bench, I guess. The backup goalies don't sit there when they're in Toronto. It's not big enough. So he was actually in the locker room. So they made the Bruins media account kind of made like a little funny at the end of the game. He comes out with the
big hug.
And he's back. He's here.
Yeah, he's here. Yep. Yeah, he wasn't sitting on the bench because Toronto sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty weak. Expand your benches.
Yeah, come on now. Come on now. What is this, the 1950s? Let's go.
Another rumorville that I've heard is that a big-time extension is coming Jeremy Swayman's way. So it seems like the error...
Keep him here.
Seems like the error of Linus Ullmark is coming to a close, but when will it be closed? Will it be next year? Will it be a year after that? Will it be tomorrow? We really don't know.
Jeremy Swayman's really our guy, huh?
Well, I think he's like 24 years old, playing pretty good hockey. I think his best hockey is going to be ahead of him. So you lock him down for X amount of years. I think the Bruins have always had a pretty good goalie situation. If you can continue that success and build a team around it, I feel like that's the way to go.
And I think, I forget more. His name, but I think the goalie in Providence is like a future stud as well.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
I don't know.
So like...
Next in line.
Next, you know what I mean? Up. Like there's the backup for Swayman when Omar get moved.
Do you think he should?
We need something. That defense isn't that good.
They're
not playing that well.
He's their best bait. I think they should.
I don't like it because I love Omar.
Yeah.
I think he's fucking phenomenal.
A bad defense and two good goalies doesn't.
Only one goalie can play.
Something can be fixed.
Only one goalie can play. Like you said, a good guy in Providence. He's your top bait right now, along with Jacob DeBrusk.
What if they switched Swayman and kept Ullmark? No chance.
I think he's on a contract year, right? Or at least to like have a tenure dispute. But they got to lock down. I think Swayman's at least 5 years younger, so I think that's what it all comes down to: youth. They're both playing, you know, at a similar level right now. I mean, you can't go wrong. You have the.
These are like the reigning Vezina.
The reigning Vezina winner. Yeah, you're picking poison here, but you need more stops at different positions. So if you get that bait right now, his stock couldn't be higher. Maybe it could have been higher like 4 months ago.
I hate to trade Ullmark, and he hurts us in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got to trade him out west. Don't give him to the east. If he goes to a team around here that needs a goalie, could be some problems. Carolina Hurricanes need a goalie. If he goes there, that's tough.
Yeah, that's scary.
Morgan Geeky, though. What a player.
Patrick the other
night.
Let's
go.
I have been, like, looking at his shit. He hasn't really played too much outside of here in Boston. Like, he played with Carolina a little bit. I think he played for another team. But a lot in the minors, dude has, like, 13, 14 goals as a third, fourth liner. Great to see.
No, you love to see it.
Where was that guy that you wanted to get at the trade deadline? You were bringing him up last week. What team's he on?
No Hanifin. He is on the Calgary Flames.
Okay.
And they're talking about the...
I love Boqvist, too. Fourth liner.
Yeah.
Great fourth liner. Great player.
They were talking about, I think he's on Vancouver, about a mix with... his name's Lindholm. Not Hampus, but the Lindholm on the Canucks. Possibly be in trade rumors. Elias. Who I looked it up. He has like 20 goals this year. He's played pretty well. Another centerman they need. Best center right now is, you know, Charlie Coyle. See what else they can do. Be exciting to see. And Matt Grizzly, get a banana stand for that guy. Like, come on.
The fuck's that mean?
Carlo's been playing fantastic. I don't know what he meant there either.
Oh, no. Yeah, Carlo, what?
No one knows what that phrase
is. I don't want to give you a breakaway. Explain what you meant.
Well, Matt Grizzlick?
Yeah, get him a banana stand.
Get him for a banana stand. Like, in the banana stand. Get him out. He's fucking sucks. He takes a penalty at the end of games. He will cost this team a playoff game down the line if you keep him around. I like Brandon Carlo. I said this last week. I think he's been the best defenseman for this team all year. Charlie McAvoy has, you know, tried to take too much upon himself, and it's kind of backfired. He's still the most talented, almost one of the most talented players on the team outside of Pastrnak, his goal scoring. But yeah, I just want to see, you know, a couple more people added to the puzzle here. I think they really need that in order to make a playoff push.
Okay.
Yeah, good to see.
Yeah.
Since Showtime was drawing titties and stuff along with UFC, I guess we'll hop into that.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, he was drawing some real aggressive things.
Can you mention, you know, we're an expletive show.
This is for the kids.
All right, well, before we do that, for the kids, I want to give a big shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance located at 101 French Avenue. Braintree, Mass. Craig Kelly's a hell of a guy. Beach season's coming up. I know we teased that, but, you know, seems like he's getting people, you know, from high schools, from colleges. You know, you name it, they're in there. And big shout out to Craig Kelly there at Slight Edge Fitness and Performance. What are you throwing out your pipes?
Just throwing some guns out.
Yeah, babe. All right. You got them
permit? Get ready for Saturday.
Yeah, you got a permit for those?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good.
Join in the Free Jacks on Saturday.
I might.
Walk on.
I might.
So Sean O'Malley defending his belt against Marlon Vera. This is a rematch to when they last fought. Pretty sure O'Malley broke his ankle and then actually lost the fight to Marlon Vera, his only defeat. What do you think, Steele?
Redemption. O'Malley knockout second round.
O'Malley.
O'Malley, baby. O'Malley. Book it.
Do you think he's like a tough guy to root for? I don't know. I kind of like...
No.
I'm like a hit or miss on him.
That guy's extremely cool, and yeah. I definitely root for him. Like, okay. I don't get what you're saying with that at all.
He doesn't like the hair. Yeah, you don't like the cockiness. You don't like that he's fucking other people other
what
than
what don't
his
you
wife.
Like?
He's too cool. He's too cool.
He also hooked up his wife to fuck some other guy, so that's a little cuckish.
Okay,
also.
Well, you know.
We're cucks here. Yeah. We're a couple cucks.
We're fans of sports. We're fans of sports. What people do in their free time isn't our issue.
Like I said last week, I'm looking forward to the most of Michael Venom Page.
MVP.
His premiere in UFC. He's been a Bellator guy for years. Fighting Kevin Holland. I think he's sitting. What's the odds over there?
It's plus 100 MVP, minus 130 Kevin Holland.
So it's basically like an even.
Yeah.
Would love to see Michael Page get the win here. After wins, he's thrown pokeballs at people, done crazy dances. I'd just love to see it happen again. He's getting towards, you know, the back end of his career. I think he's probably like 35 years old. So, yeah, would like to see him get a win in his debut. Kevin Holland has seemed like a punching bag lately, so hopefully gets it done.
That's also because Kevin Holland, like, plays that role.
He likes being the bad guy.
Yeah, like, he'll come in on, like, 2 weeks' notice to fight, like, the toughest dude on the planet and then just, like, get fucking hit like a punching bag. But, like, he went out there.
He did.
Also, another guy that's a underdog here is Dustin Poirier. And Gilbert Burns, two guys to keep an eye out for on the see a little value there. That could be a parlay. Throw Poirier, MVP, and Burns in one for a little plus money parlay. Could see some action
who's
there.
This guy Poirier is fighting is
it's Benoit Saint Denis or something.
Benoit Saint Denis.
Yeah,
give us the lowdown on him.
Yeah, he's pretty good. This would obviously. I mean, Dustin Poirier like a legend. Like this would be his biggest win by far. But he's an up and coming guy. The other guy, Benoit. But let me see what his last fight was, because I remember watching it.
I have a question on the next one, too, and after you're done looking at it.
Yep.
Because Gilbert Burns is a bad man. This guy, Jack Della Maddalena, you've never heard of him. 16-2, seems like the real deal. Who was he fought? Let's see. So he's taken down. He beat up Kevin Holland.
Okay, so we got Benoit Saint Denis, first off, just out of the gate, nickname God of War.
Okay.
Yeah, so
he's
a big deal.
That's
big
deal.
Names only get you so far.
Yeah, but that's a good one.
Curtis Blades in the undercard should be good.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good win, so this would be his biggest win by far, but he's a submission guy. So that's a few submissions there, so you got to be careful with that. And a KO with a head kick.
I mean, fifth fight, if you have a former champion and Peter Yan fighting Sonya Dong, that's a pretty good damn card.
Great card this week.
Yeah. I would love to see Gilbert Burns. He's just such a dog. When he fought Combs out that time, he like put on a hell of a performance. I just remember him from that. Maybe he's gotten worse since that, but it just seems like he can take a damn punch. I don't know too much about this Jack Della Maddalena, but I just looked. He beat Kevin Holland. That's probably his best win. So we'll see.
And you said Kevin Holland's a punching bag, so that's really nothing.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Got to start somewhere, though.
I like Gilbert Burns as my upset pick of the night.
I would love to see Sonya Dong beat Peter Yan.
And I want to see Poirier win, so let's go. It's a dog night.
O'Malley's not a dog, but I'm riding with O'Malley.
Song on your dog.
I'm also riding with O'Malley. I think it's revenge.
O'Malley's going to win.
Yeah.
I feel it. But you know, we all thought Volkanovski was going to win a couple weeks ago.
I didn't.
Then you can go back to Strickland, Dodd, and Zaya. A lot of people thought.
I wanted him to win, but that knockout was too soon.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about the other guy, but now we do. I mean, that guy put on a performance. Seems like he's going to be the future of the UFC.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
What's his name still? I got
Ilya Topuria.
Ilya Topuria. Okay.
Remember the name.
Tough name. One to remember.
It is.
Ilya Topuria.
Ilya,
I want you to say that 100 times before you go to
Ilya Topuria. I'm not going to. Yeah.
Why don't you say Ilya Topuria in your fucking dreams?
This is why we don't have a UFC fight fucking media pass.
Why?
Because Naz can't remember the names.
Ilya Topuria.
The future of the UFC is.
Dana's watching.
He's that Spanish guy. He beat Volk. What's his name?
Ilya Topuria.
Bang.
Topuria.
Spaniard.
You hear that, Dana?
Is it Topuria or Topuria?
Topuria.
Topuria.
Fuck, I fucked it up.
What the fuck, Magic? I thought you knew him.
100 times before you go to bed.
Yep. Football talk. Russell Wilson cut by the Broncos.
Yeah, that's big.
The Broncos went $85 million to let him go. Worst signing ever, most likely. Anton had a couple good ones that I'll bring up today. In the chat,
Babe Ruth for $100,000.
Yeah, Babe Ruth for $100,000. Dr. J was sold for $3 million. Kyle Korver was legit traded for money used for a copy machine. John Gruden for 2 first round picks, 2 second rounds, and $8 million. That ended up him. He got fired because he some racist remark, I think.
Yep.
He's got a good point, but that being said, Russell Wilson cut by the Broncos seems pretty fucked up.
Should you guys take him?
If he wants to, so the idea is he's getting paid $40 million in the books next year, so he is willing to, you know, take a veteran minimum, which is like $940K from any team that he sees fit. I would take him personally. Why not? Absolutely. You don't really have anything going for you. It kind of makes things interesting with that third pick. Would you trade back? Would you take a receiver at that point? It would make things very interesting instead of, you know, the Jacoby Brissetts of the world and Joe Flacco taking them. You're just basically punting on the season.
Yeah, we still, like that would give like false hope at least.
Yeah. And he hasn't shown anything in at least 3 years. So it'd be, especially coming here, I just have no understand if you're a free agent quarterback and you're not like dying for a team of why you would want to come here with the talent they have around, you know, receiving tight end wise. They lost both tight ends. Every receiver last year was horrible. The running back situations I think it's pretty good. And then you might be losing your top offensive lineman here in Owenu, and you're definitely losing Trent Brown. So it seems like they have $100 million in like cap space. So what are they going to do with that money? Big question.
Something
get
cool.
Cheap Russell Wilson and buy some guys for him.
A cheap Russell Wilson would.
That would open it up.
Yeah, it would open it up.
One tenth of their
budget,
and they get a guy who's on his redemption arc.
Yeah.
Then you get Marvin Harrison, and now you have Russell Wilson throwing to him.
Yeah, they're saying even if like that scenario happened, that he would still take a quarterback at 3, let him sit back for a year and see. Russell, I hate that shit, though. If you take a quarterback at 3, you want them to play almost right away, if not within the first 5 games.
Although, skill set-wise, Daniels would be a good backup for Russell Wilson.
Oh, he definitely would.
Like, skilled, like, to learn the running game and stuff. Like,
similar aspects.
Yeah.
I hope we get him instead of Drake. If we get Drake May, I'm going to be pissed.
I will also be pissed if we get Drake May.
People are leaning that he has the most talent in the draft, and I don't know where they're seeing that. I mean, he played at UNC. They say I'm not big into this footwork bullshit that they're talking about, but they're talking about that. And then also he's never won anything. You know, Jalen Daniels had a pretty good year. I mean, at LSU, I know he had a lot of weapons similar like that, what Mac Jones had in Alabama.
Yeah. But you're also going up against the best defenses in the country.
Yeah. And that's
true.
That's a good point. And then Caleb Williams, you're probably not going to get Caleb Williams. I think that's set in stone. He's going to go to Chicago. I'm still on the Marvin Harrison.
Get
a quarterback in the second round, but I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're sold on getting one of these 3 quarterbacks that might be available.
Then destiny remains the same for you fellas.
Where's Baker going?
Not to fucking New England.
Back to Tampa.
I don't care where he goes. I hope he doesn't end up here.
$40 million. You're going to give $40
million. Doesn't sound like he's ending up here then.
No, I think he's going to Tampa. Staying in Tampa, I should say.
Bucks year?
If he stays, yeah.
No. They're not.
They're just going to flirt. They're going to flirt like they did this year, which is fine. Flirting gets people around.
He seems like a flirty kind of guy. Yeah. I'd flirt for 40 mil.
I'm trying to not go like 3 and fucking 14. Dude, flirting sounds great.
Dude, the back half of the football, not even back half, last like 12 games, it was just like, do we watch that team today? Do we just watch Red Zone? Like, I just hate that predicament. I just fucking hate it.
I turned into a Red Zone guy last season.
No, I was asking to like, hey, you want to go to a Pats game towards the end of last season? No. It's like wild. Like, bro, it's like 12 degrees outside.
You couldn't actually pay me again.
Yeah. No, I don't. I literally don't.
You had a party bus, beers, food taken care of, and it's like fucking 0 degrees. I'm all set.
That's the real sign of a declining team. Like when you shut up. When you say no to fucking no to that kind of offer.
I battled in those fucking cold games before.
So that was last year, though. That was last year. They're changing. They have all this cap space. They're, you know, changing the coaching staff. It's a new era. I'm not saying they're going to be the good this year, but I think better things are coming. I think better things are coming.
Yeah, well, it's the transition. I would expect that from the optimist. You got to see what happens.
The optimist, I guess so.
What's up, optimist, Prime?
Just chilling, bro. How you doing? Fucking
Decepticon.
Kyle Sakara Jr. over there.
Yeah, you know what you do is bring that wheel and be like, hey, you subscribe to Hedge Better? And then be like, oh, if you are, you get a prize. And then people be like, okay, that, and then subscribe so they can get a prize.
Fuck yeah.
Should we wear
you gotta custom, give them a prize?
How big? It's a custom how big? It's a shirts? Kiss from me.
Prepare Yeezys. Yeah. They're in the mail.
Dude, I'll make out with someone.
I have a brand new pair that I just bought so I could raffle those off. That would be sick.
I wouldn't do that.
Why not us?
You're not Craig Hines.
We haven't even tried the Anton special. Get the
kids,
NFT
kids
crew.
Not out.
Anton's
kids
not even worth
us.
My breath.
The Anton can get us fucking.
He's already on the chopping
500 block. Subscribers.
Such a sack
tomorrow.
Of shit. Such a sack of shit.
Only on weekends.
Other Patriots news, Kyle Duggar gets franchise tag for the Patriots.
Love that.
So actually, it's a transition tag. So his franchise tag would have been 17.6, and then other teams would have had a chance to bid that. Now that it goes down to 13.1, and teams can overmatch it, which means it's not set in stone that he's going to be a Patriot next year. I did read all that today. But I think
would have made us sleep. Who the fuck's Kyle Duggar?
Kyle Duggar is a safety for the Patriots.
One
of the best
Kyle
in the league.
Duggar, yeah.
Absolute dog. Had a great season last year.
Bump. One of the few people that like you when he hits people, like you hear it.
Yeah, you should know
like
who Kyle Duggar
fucking,
is.
Yeah.
If you're rooting football.
Flash him.
How are those feet?
We're vibing right now.
We're vibing.
Real casual. Did you know who Kyle Duggar was?
Oh yeah. Okay. When he hits people, you hear it.
Baseball talk, Lucas Giolito out for the season. Does anyone really give a shit? No.
Dude, baseball is so slow.
Juan Soto's a Yankee.
They need to bring like banana ball to MLB.
That'd be sick.
That'd be sick.
Just flaming
at least
bats
like
and
one
shit.
Weekend. Like let them fucking
what's that? The Savannah Bananas?
Yeah, they have like crazy rules and shit. Like
yeah.
You can one guy win, walks like, up with his bat literally on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm fucking sold.
I think
I'm literally sold. I think why are we even fucking
Johnny,
watching
Johnny
the
Demon's like down there and they like party with him and shit.
Another one gets on like the clown stilts and tries to hit
and he's like pitching and shit.
Yeah, so no, do we care about Lucas
Giolito.
Giolito. He'd be better
gelato.
Off. He'd be better off he's going to the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, probably go get him some gelato down the street. It's all he's worth.
Don't care about him.
I might check out the
he could get hit by
I might check
tonight.
Out the tree tonight if anyone's down.
I've heard it's
the
terrible.
Tree. Did it open? It opened?
Come on. They just opened up.
I heard it was opened. Bad. I heard it was bad. I'm not gonna, we shout out a lot of businesses here. I've
who's
heard,
saying it's
I,
bad? Don't say your brother because his taste is not good.
Some people.
Who?
Locals.
No.
My parents, too. Food was terrible.
No. What'd they get?
Burger, bad. Lasagna, not great.
Hate to hear that.
They call it the tree, too. It's in Braintree. It's supposed to be good.
They're supposed to be the king of Braintree.
Yeah.
Braintree low-key has garbage
when did it open?
Places. Like
a couple weeks ago. That's what I mean. They're still getting their
yeah,
shit together.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, you got to take time.
Give me
it
a second.
It takes time.
I'll give a shout-out to a business. I went to Token Fire the other night. Fucking made love to a steak. It was wonderful. Great stuff.
What kind of cut?
Yeah, what
kind
of cut?
Happy,
what
two-year,
we
happy
nice
2 year anniversary, now.
That was a ribeye?
Happy 2 year anniversary, Naz.
Thank you, sir.
Got you.
What did you say?
2 year anniversary.
2 year anniversary.
Is that the celebration? Yeah, let's clap it up.
It's our year.
Was that the celebration?
No, I just saw it with my parents.
Oh, nice.
Good stuff. We actually went back.
I never even knew about that place.
I went back to back dinner nights. I went to Liberty Tavern last night. Good spot.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Bug! Must be nice.
Must be nice is right.
But seriously, how long has Token 5 been around? Like when you
Where is it?
It's the old home ice where the guy got fucking whacked. But
yeah, it's very sneakily in there in Quincy Center.
It actually a really good menu.
Where the place literally near Craig's Cafe?
Yeah.
Should be the old Presidential Pub.
No, it's down. It's like a little bit more down. It's right next to the Mary Lou's, that little side. Like convenience store there. It's on the left side of there. It was actually really nice. Drinks were good. Really good menu. I really do suggest it. I put it in one of those Quincy community pages. Got like those. I don't know if people just like don't do anything else besides look at that page. Got 100 likes in like
QIE.
15 minutes. And then
drop
they
a hedge Jeff, to 1,000.
Jeff Sullivan's a punk.
No. And then they took it down. It got taken down.
What's the name of this place?
I don't know. I didn't care enough to ask.
What's the name of this place?
Quincy, Token Fire.
Token Fire. Quincy is everything. Right Jeff now. Sullivan.
Jeff Sullivan's a coward.
Yeah, look up that menu and
Jeff Sullivan's on my shit list.
I'll literally 1v1 you any day, dude.
Who's Jeff Sullivan?
He leads. He was on the
He doesn't do shit.
He was on the Free Jacks bus when we went on.
Should we bring him on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm kicking him off next time he's in the presence. Yeah, he's done.
He's all done. Anyone watch The Dynasty?
No.
Great doc.
I have not yet.
Saw Tommy Guarino was in it.
Yeah, they had a whole episode on Aaron Hernandez. It was pretty fucked. Like, he actually got some good tea on, like, what these players thought about the guy before he ended up being a murderer.
Okay.
So it was pretty good.
Well, they all like this guy fucking.
That's not the biggest thing I want to hear about in the Dynasty documentary, though.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going the other way where it's not just all, you know, show ponies and, you know, greatness. They talk about, like, stuff that, you know, tried putting down the Dynasty, but they just lived through it. Like, they talk about Deflategate, talk about Spygate. They talk about when Brady gets hurt. They talk about a lot of things that could have altered the process, but they just continue the winning ways no matter what. I think that's what it's all about. I know a lot of people don't like that, but honestly, I've seen the, you know, 6 Super Bowl championships, all the glory and stuff like that. It's cool to see another perspective.
Did they suspect that he was a murderer?
Yes. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Wes Welker says to, like, Brandon Lloyd just joins the team. He's like, I think he's 85. His number was in between Hernandez and Gronk. He's just like, look, you don't want to threaten or say, talk shit to Hernandez because he's going to, you know, wipe his legit penis on you, or he's just, like, going to be an asshole to you. And then he's just like, and then Gronk is just like Gronk. And then they had a scene of Hernandez motherfucking to Brady, and Brady got pissed. It was kind of, it was some surreal shit.
Murderer stuff.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. A lot of people are hating on it. I like it personally.
I'll check it out.
No surprise there.
What?
Nas like the Patriots. Nas like the Patriots documentary.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Shock and awe.
Okay, no. You know what? I think you're. I think people are hating, and you're going to defend it.
I'm going to see Dune 2 this week. I'm going to like it. Like, that's like the same thing.
I'm pumped. I'm going to see Dune 2 eventually.
You guys haven't seen it yet, dude?
In IMAX.
You saw it?
No, you guys got to figure it. Like, that's supposed to be one you got to get to.
What, Dune?
Yeah, like the first night. When was the first night? Like, no, Friday?
I haven't seen Dune 1.
Me either.
I've read all 8 books, so fuck off. Jesus, I can see the movie Christ. When I go. I see the movie when I want.
Are you doing IMAX?
Yes.
All right.
Thursday, I believe.
This kid knows.
We're going to go nuts. That's why it wasn't the week. Waiting.
Did you look up the menu?
You're going tomorrow night?
Yeah, not bad Thursday. Looking.
Kid, pick out your dinner.
Oh, it's Tuesday, yep.
From the place?
Yeah, pick out a Token Fire dinner.
Token Fire dinner. If I were to go there and order for myself, this is exactly what I would order. I would order the meatball bites, the cod croquet.
I got some Brussels sprouts. It was bomb.
The anchovies. And then I would do a straight up entree of the grilled steak.
Steak was great.
I wish there were more steak options, but that's all right.
All right. So I would start with mussels out the gate.
Love that.
Like it.
Probably throw in an oyster or two.
Mm.
Or by two, I mean several.
Two oysters. What an order. Horny on the half shell.
I heard they had really good shepherd's pie. I didn't want to like dive into getting, you know, that's just like a heavy meal.
That could be the, yeah.
But I guess it was like good play there.
They have a half chicken with au jus. I think I'm in.
Yeah, that's great.
Sounds good.
It's everything you want.
Token fire. And
if a place has shepherd's pie on the menu, like, it's probably fire.
No free ads. So Quincy is everything. Took it down. Jeff Sullivan, that bastard.
I'm still on a carnivore diet, so I've been staying away from potatoes, so I can't have the shepherd's pie.
That a boy.
Your meal sounded very healthy.
What?
It did. I anchovies, cod.
Yeah.
I'm still on my fasting. 2 months strong, bro.
Really?
Keep it going.
Let's go.
12 to 8. 12 to 8, we're done.
12 days when you eat?
Yep.
Do the hardest part eating at night.
Yeah, no, I think it's been good. Like I the whole like not eating late at night, it's been like not making me feel like a piece of shit.
No, that's it. Yeah, your body's like actually resting instead of just digesting food.
Yeah.
I'm going heavy into the nutrition right now, so.
So before we close, Free Jack's home opener, what's the date? There. Saturday
the 9th.
Doors open at 11. They got a band going, they got food trucks, they got booze, they got non-alcoholic drinks, they got everything you want. Big game against DC, gonna be banner day, kickoff, whatever they call the scrum, starts at 2 p.m. 46 and cloudy. Shouldn't be a bad day, huh?
Gonna buckle be a blast
up. Horrible day to be a Bud Light.
Buckle up
is right. Buckle up is right.
Episode 158 in the books. Before we close, I want to give a shout out to the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Patrick J., keep doing what you do, bro.
Goat.
I heard he wears Yeezy.
Strictly.
Goat.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly, you will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you.